sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what it's all like.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
What?
One cup. Wow. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag Actors Life.
What's up, internet? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Actors Life. It is your boy coming at you on the 1-2, the host of the most, Jesse. And to my left, we've got
MJ.
And to my front,
to your front, this is Chris.
And
today, the punching man.
Yeah, the punching man is me because you got to really punch out those lines.
He was literally punching the air as he was doing the intro there.
Yeah, yeah. I learned that from voiceovers.
I got a black eye now.
Hashtag actors live. See, you guys can't hear it.
No, they can't see you. They can't see you. Actually, no one can see you.
That's actually the most exercise he's done all year. So
that's true. Oh, yeah, that's true. Actually,
that heavy breathing is just.
Oh, and that voice that you're hearing is our guest for this evening or today on this episode.
This evening sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. For this evening, scratch that. Is
definitely not all unemployed.
just doing nothing
on a lovely Wednesday. Lovely evening.
None other than the very talented man himself, Patrick Kern.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's good to be here. The pleasure is all ours. Thank you for finally being a part of this podcast. Right.
It's been a long time coming.
It has been a long time, Patrick.
We've been talking about it for a long time, going, oh, we're going to get you on the podcast. We're going to get you on the podcast.
Yeah. And I've been saying, hey, I'm going to listen to it.
That's true. Yeah. And how's that going?
Yeah, good. I'm really excited. I don't know what's going on. <That's good. laughs> We'll find out.
Do you love all our previous episodes?
No.
Oh, none of our guests ever do. But how long have you been in Sydney for now?
Two and a bit years now.
Two and a bit years. Yeah. So you pretty much moved here at the same time we did.
Yes,
it was very close.
So I guess we've been talking about it for almost 2 years.
2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when we met. I knew Chris previously.
So
I met you two in Sydney.
Yeah. So you and I met before we both moved down.
We met. We worked on a film together.
On a film called Red Curtain Hell.
Yeah.
Patrick was the director of photography.
Yeah.
I was an actor. And
we
fell
in love.
Was an actor.
You fell off the stage. Broke your neck.
I did, yes. Yeah.
We worked together.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we worked together on set, fell in love, and here we are.
Exactly. Deep love.
I did die in that film. I had a like a prop dummy built up from
that.
They got to throw it. I don't know if it got you. I think it did.
I don't remember it in the cut
thing. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to watch it again.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that's how Patrick and I met. And then once
we didn't watch that film yet, actually.
I've got it.
You've got a copy.
Stop
the show.
We've got to
watch
it. What are we doing? This
has now turned into a live reaction. That's what I'm
showing you guys. Live commentary.
Yeah.
Only two of the four people worked on it. So it's fine.
It's enough. It's half. It'll do.
Oh, look, it's good to be on the show.
Hashtag
actor's life, not an actor, but that's cool.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, our
industry life,
our podcast, it's all about the industry. So I guess we as actors deal with different types of people from the industry.
Of course.
So I guess that's kind of how it all ties in.
On that note, tell the listeners.
Yeah, tell us about you.
What do you do?
Who
are you?
Why are you here?
I just showed up for lunch. Now I'm on a podcast.
Yeah.
No, so what I do, I do a few different things. I would start out as a cameraman for Channel 9, and I got into TV and doing a lot of camera work, and currently I'm a camera assistant on the show House Rules.
Hey,
that's exciting. Yeah. That's exciting.
A lot of assisting, and do a lot of photography as well. So always behind a camera, never in front.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in front of the camera?
Never.
I think that's a good thing.
As a stand-in.
Yeah.
So right. I was a stand-in for what's his name, David Hughes. You know his show.
Oh yeah.
Show.
Hughesy.
You got a problem.
Oh, yeah.
So we love that show.
He's anything right before the episode. I knew the production manager who was on it. She's like, hey, I just need you to come stand in while we set up cameras.
Me and a few people. Yeah.
And I was sitting next to Hughesy and just being a stand-in. That was the most time I ever spent in front of camera. And I hated it.
We saw a taping of that. We went to a live taping. A month or two ago. Yeah, you had him on. Yeah.
It's
great. I fucking love that show. It's so good.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah.
So good show.
Really, really good.
I had to pretend to be a person with a question. They gave me a question. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Pretend. Yeah.
Were you nervous being in front of the camera all of a sudden?
Yeah, like, even though it was only like the four of us plus the crew, like there was no audience.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's still the spotlight.
It's still
on your
a
face.
Team.
You're like,
ah! Yeah. When I'm on the other side, I'm like, don't be, just be cool. It's all good. And being on the other side of the camera, I'm like, oh shit.
The other side, I bet you're just looking at actors and being like, what the fuck? Yeah. Can't you like act?
This is
like...
what you want to do.
Yeah.
Do it well.
This is your job.
Yeah.
I guess that's the big thing there too, right? It's, yeah.
It is good being on that side because then you kind of understand. When you are behind the camera and someone's not really comfortable, you go, okay, well, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that sort of...
100%. Yeah. And I also think it's really important in the reverse as well. Yeah. So for like actors and performers to have an idea of what goes on behind 100%. The camera, to have that mutual understanding of what the end product is going to end up being
based
on your
work. Exactly. It's so good when you have an actor that knows like, okay, what shot are we doing? Okay, he knows kind of what to bring to that scene or to that shot that you're getting.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to always... communicate every little detail. If they're on top of it, it just makes everything so much better.
Absolutely. So,
how long have you wanted to get into camera work for? Like, was it something you wanted to do since like you were little, or
no? Not really. I kind of just it was when I came out of school. I was like, I don't really know what I want to do. I found myself. I was like, I kind of like movies, and I liked watching behind the scenes. Yeah. I was super into that. That was the best thing about getting DVDs.
I
know, right?
I love that shit.
It's such a lie. Like, it's such a magic trick, and that's kind of what I loved about it.
Yeah, totally.
Like how different it is behind the camera.
Yeah,
obviously. And that's just kind of how I did it. And then, I've always kind of been a photographer. Like, my dad did a lot of photography. So, being behind a camera is always what I liked. And then, I guess, filmmaking is like an extension of photography, really.
For sure.
Because it's like the same thing, but, you know, with movement. And then using that movement to tell, to give a different story to
whatever
you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was essentially how I got into it. And then I fell into news and TV and just met all the people that kind of carried me along and gave me opportunities.
That's cool, man.
I'm not one of those people, like, I have no one in my family that's in this industry.
Yeah.
So I was never like, and I've met so many people who are like my age or younger who are just like killing it because like their dad's a cameraman.
Yeah,
like, fuck, that'd have been nice. But at the same time, it's like your journey and
you
kind of make it your own without, I don't like relying on other people to give me opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. Make your own.
Yeah. I feel a little bit guilty if someone's like, hey,
if someone hands you something,
you're like, okay, cool. I don't feel worthy.
How do you approach new projects? Or do you go like, how do you approach someone new? Like, hey, do you want to work together or what?
Sometimes I just straight up ask, you kind of be like, hey, I love your work, love to collaborate with you guys, and you know, if it's someone I want to work with, I'll definitely pursue it, try and get them on board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are your like kind of like inspirations? Like, kind of like you have like favorite directors or like
favorite director by far like... would be Edgar Wright.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely love his work.
Yeah.
Edgar Wright, and then on the other spectrum of that would be David Fincher.
Okay.
Two very different sort of approaches to film.
Sure.
Gone Girl, Social Network,
Seven. Cool.
He did his first movie, I think, was Alien 3.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Which that was a really bad experience for him, but I loved it. Yeah. It's actually good. You should read into it. It's kind of
really.
Because
that was with Cameron too, yeah?
Cameron did the second one.
Right.
And then Fincher did the third one.
Cameron as a producer though.
I think so.
I imagine.
Maybe. Yeah. Potentially. Those two would be my favourite directors.
Okay.
And then, I've got like a whole bunch of DPs that I like and follow. Bill Pope's one of my, just off the top of my head. And like Wally Pfister, who's now a director. He did a lot of Christopher Nolan movies before... his new guy, which is Hoyte. Yeah, I can't pronounce this. He did like Dunkirk and Interstellar.
Yeah, yeah.
Dunkirk is so good.
Yeah, and that guy's a phenomenal cinematographer as well. So.
Yeah.
What's your favourite film of all time?
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
That is
my top. It's a fucking masterpiece. I love it.
Oh, I love that
and
movie.
And it's for so many reasons. It's an Edgar Wright film.
Is it?
I think it's his least commercially successful film.
Sure.
But it's got such a cult following and I love it. I think it's his best.
I could watch it again.
Yeah. I watch it at least once a year.
It's so crazy seeing Chris Evans in that too.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Like a skinny Chris Evans.
Skinnier
Chris Evans.
Pre-Captain America.
I like Danny Boyle too as a director.
Okay, yeah, cool.
His movie Sunshine and Steve Jobs was awesome.
Steve Jobs.
That was such
my
a
god.
Yeah.
My god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, bro.
Such a like, oh my god. It's such a such a great movie.
Yeah.
And speaking of that film, Aaron Sorkin as a writer
absolutely
is
Because I know you do some writing as well, right?
Yeah, I like to think.
No, it's a dabble in the words.
I mostly write ideas down.
Right. That's
and
still
usually
writing.
They don't go any further from that. But I need to definitely try and get some more of that going. But I know you guys write as well. Are you?
We do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a similar thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think we all, as like being in the creative industry, we all have ideas and things that come into
always
our minds.
Yeah.
So it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorkin has those masterclasses.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually just started watching them, believe it or not.
Did you actually?
I signed up to Masterclass because they had, it's like a full subscription.
$300 subscription?
It's $250 or something.
Is it for like a 12-month full thing?
Yeah, for everything.
Yeah. I want to look into that because it's everything.
Yeah. That's why I did it. Yeah. It's not just one class
totally.
Like it used to be.
Because it was almost that much money just for one full thing, wasn't it? Which is totally ridiculous.
I don't think they're worth it.
No.
For one class, if you're paying
that.
No. To have everyone's.
I guess the difference is you have like access to that forever.
Yeah.
But I mean, $250 for the knowledge that you can get from that stuff and what I can see.
I know they've got a few acting classes for you guys. I reckon.
Yeah.
I haven't watched those,
but
I feel like they would be good.
Yeah,
sure.
Totally.
And even like
Sam Jackson. Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
I'd love to work under Sam Jackson.
Motherfucker.
Yeah,
you're gonna try and say you worked under Sam Jackson after just watching like a masterclass.
It's all going
and be like, oh yeah.
It's all going on.
I did a masterclass or something.
Yeah. Because I did.
It's a whole segment of how to say fuck.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. That'd be great.
How to say motherfucker.
Motherfucker. I've had it with these.
You practice that one a few times.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. He's in
every actor does.
Around the house, he's like, where is my super suit? That's this guy.
Yes, the Incredibles.
It's great. Great movie.
Oh my God.
Have you ever directed as well? Because you
I've
aspired
done, yes,
to do directing,
yes.
right?
I've done a couple of short films. I did a Tropfest one, I think it's like 4 years ago now.
Oh, really?
Ridiculous time goes like that.
Yeah, did it get in?
I got shortlisted.
Oh, awesome.
Which is great.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think they pick like 50 films and they go, oh, we kind of like these ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Which
unfortunately didn't go further from that, but...
But with the amount of submissions that they get, like even to get shortlisted is so great.
Exactly. And I think what I like the most is a lot of feedback from people I work with, like, we love that movie, like it's something I'm proud of, and I'm like, that's so nice that other people are proud of it, not just me.
Yeah, for sure.
People that worked on it were like grateful to have worked on it, like that's awesome.
Yeah.
That,
you
that's
know,
it,
as opposed to like getting picked for a final six, it's nice to have that feedback, because I know probably like 90% of what actors work on they either don't see or they don't hear, and you know, they do this work and then you know they don't like it.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have like that honest feedback from the people, like even like my mate Alex who shot it. He was like, it's like the best thing. I love it. I shot it. It was great. I'm so proud of it. And I'm
We need to watch it.
Exactly.
It's on my Vimeo page.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. On my website. PatrickKerner.com.
What's it called?
It's called Fisticuffs. And it was set in like the 80s. It's just like about street bullies and
I'm
stuff.
I'm going to your Vimeo right now. And
please don't watch in front of me. I hate watching my own stuff.
No, it's fine. I'm gonna go to your Vimeo and follow you.
It's the worst part of films. Yeah, please do.
It's just your name?
Yep.
So how was that directing, like, for the first time?
It was really good because when we did Red Curtain Hill, I found myself kind of stepping into that role a lot.
Yeah.
Just because, like, a lot of because I do a lot of camera working because I was sort of like, I started in news, you understand stuff a lot more than what a lot of directors do, especially like kind of in Brisbane, you know, where we're working with that kind of real amateur crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they're not really sure, and you can kind of come in and there's a lot of, there's less pressure on you as a director when you're a DP because you can just be like, oh, just do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, in your mind, it's like super easy. But as a director, there's a little bit more pressure on you
for
to
sure,
come up with something cool.
Yeah.
But I found that when I was doing it, because I sort of planned it out, especially with Alex, my DP, we kind of pre-planned the shots. So when we got there, we were just like, let's just do this.
Yeah.
It's exactly
so
what we had.
Knew
the, yeah, yeah. had the actors, knew what they were doing. And it was just, like I knew what shot I wanted.
Yeah.
Or like how we're going to do the scene, and the way I like to work is we did a lot of like longer takes,
yeah.
So the camera was like moving, which I like. I think it's better for actors because they get to perform.
For sure,
I'm not cutting around their performances.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Having to cut every 2 seconds.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's better for you. I like to watch people act and perform the scenes.
Yeah,
not because I like hearing my own stuff that I've written, but it's just fun to watch you guys.
Totally, it is.
And
yeah.
then see actors kind of come up with random shit that you just haven't, you wouldn't even think of.
Yeah,
totally.
That's kind of the magic of it.
Yeah, big time.
You guys bring your own life to it.
Yeah.
Which is,
So what do you prefer?
And vice versa, working with good directors is so great because...
What do you mean, what do I prefer?
Directing or the...
Definitely, I think I prefer directing because I feel like I'm more of a natural, like I know kind of what I want, and I know I can surround myself with people that will help me get to those points, even if I don't know what I'm quite doing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But having the support,
that's what you want to. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I also think you're a really great communicator.
Oh, thank you.
And that's all right. And I think that helps a lot when you're working with people who you want to understand what you're trying to get across.
100%.
And
I could imagine as actors how frustrating it would be if you had someone that just wasn't a director that just... I'm sure you've all experienced it.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want? Yeah. What do you want me to do? And then you're kind of like, well, what do I do then? You know? It's not so much restriction, but if you've got a guideline, you can build off that.
Big time.
Yeah.
And what's worse is when they don't say anything at all. Right? So that can...
Ouch.
I mean, I prefer to go with like the idea of no news is good news. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're kind of like, can you at least say that's what you want?
Yeah.
Did I do well?
Yeah, exactly. No, not so much for the praise. Yeah. It's very much that, like, I don't know if this is what... Because you make it... You kind of second-guess your performance at the same time, which is going to...
Okay.
Which is going to affect the overall result.
I just do what I do, and then if... No, whatever.
Because you're fucking awesome. Pretty much. Just do what I do.
Just be confident with your own thing.
Yeah. No, I get that. But, I mean, I guess for me, I hate to disappoint people. So, if someone's doesn't...
Well, that's your fault.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
For disappointing people.
Yeah, but that's your insecurities.
I wouldn't say it's an insecurity. I just don't... I'm a nice guy.
Just stop disappointing people. Yeah. It's all
I'm sorry.
It's my worst. It's the worst thing ever.
I used to have a director at uni, and he told us... So we were doing like a play, and like rehearsing for like 8 weeks. And it wasn't until like 2 days before we went up, in like one of our last rehearsals, and he told us, because I think some people were struggling with some stuff, and he addressed us all, and he was like, by the way, he's like, if I don't say anything after you perform something, you're doing good.
Okay.
He's like, if I'd say something and correct you, he's like, then you're doing bad.
Totally.
And we were all like, oh, fuck, you couldn't have told us on the first day. Like, we've all been shitting bricks for the last 8 weeks going, oh, we're fucking up. Why aren't we doing what he wants? You know, he's never said good work or nothing like that, you know? Yeah.
But I mean, like, a good director would pull you up if there was something.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. So he'd pull us on the things he didn't want.
Yeah.
But he was quiet. Yeah. He never liked to give praise, I guess. He didn't want to skip any heads, I guess.
Give and take. I mean, you got to praise and then say incorrect.
I'm a praiser. Like, just from, like, the, you know, the little bit of directing I've done, like, with, you know, sketches and plays and stuff as well. I, like, if, you know, the actors I'm with are doing a good job, I'd, you know what I mean?
I'll give them,
you know, give them a gold star.
Exactly, yeah, give him a little gold star. Gold star. He's got on the forehead. Be like, hey, fucking slap on the ass. Get back in there, you son. You fucking good dog, you.
Jesus, I'll work on your
side. You want me here afterwards, mate?
Get gold stars and a slap on the ass.
I never got that treatment working.
Yeah, we'd do a better job.
Okay, so you asked me what my favourite films were. I don't think I've ever asked you guys.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh,
I thought I'd never start. You know,
I'm a piece of shit.
Do you know anything about us, Patrick?
Chris, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's my middle name? Say it.
Oh,
dare
God,
you.
I don't even ask me that. We'll go.
My favorite films are the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay.
It's very hard to decide between
which ones.
I kind of see them all as one big film to me, which is a bit of a cop out. I understand.
Yeah.
But no, so if you just watch them all one after the other,
yeah,
it's like watching one big film.
Okay. Well, why do they just do that?
But who has 24 hours?
I'll tell you why. People like me would enjoy that. But there's some fuckheads out there who go, oh, I don't want to sit in a movie cinema for 6 hours. And it's like, fuck
it's
you, 95% of the population. I want to sit here for six hours and watch a good film. It's like with the new Avengers film.
Do you know how many fucking toilet breaks you would take?
That's true. I would take a lot. I pee a lot during films.
Okay.
They would tend to have little intermissions. That's all I ask for. Just a little bit, you know.
He seems to always go about, like, get out of the cinemas on a really crucial moment.
Oh, of course.
It's just...
No, I try to plan it well, but, like...
But if it's a movie you've never seen, you don't know.
I've actually got an app on my phone. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's called Run Pee.
Yes.
And
it tells you
where you go pee. The best part. It's fucking, like, whoever came up with this is
fucking
genius.
How is this not
government
funded?
I know, right? Now, whenever, like, a movie finishes as well, you go to the app and it tells you, like, is there anything after the credits? And it's like, these are,
right.
You know what I mean? If you went at this time, this is what you missed. And it's like, genius.
True Heroes of Us. Hard work.
Anyway, your favourite films. What are...
Oh, God, look.
Yeah.
It's such a broad question to me. I'm surprised you had one just lined up, ready to go.
It's been my favourite movie for so long. Until maybe I get over it.
Yeah.
I just... I can talk about it for a while. Yeah, I don't want to get too deep into it because that's another podcast.
Yeah, sure. We can do. Yeah. You should start your own podcast. Yeah.
I mean,
Scott Pilgrim podcast. Well,
all three of us have our franchises we love.
Yeah,
but in terms of right. single movie, yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah,
it's such a hard question.
Okay, franchising just.
Well, I mean, I guess more recently, obviously, the Marvel Cinematic Universe has just been so special. But, I mean, Star Wars overall is something for me. But
cherish that.
Yeah, big time. Cool. I love a movie called End of Watch.
Yes, I have.
That's one of my favourite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Would be one of my favourites. So I guess if I had to pick one, I'd kind of go with something like that. Yeah. I have problems with it as well, but I also just love the movie.
Right. Yeah.
Jesse's always one to like critique police work, so like if you watch police work, he goes, they're not doing that right, they're not doing that, that's not how police work, like
that's just not how they beat people. I've been beaten.
The left dickhead, what are you doing?
Anything tactical I have lots of issues with. So not lots of issues with that. If it's done right, I'll tell you it's done right.
But, do you have any, you've got obviously a lot of knowledge in that field?
I have a bit of knowledge. I wouldn't say a lot of knowledge, but I know. I guess
you read a Wikipedia page or two.
Yeah,
what you're talking about.
And I'm aware of enough of the basics and things that you know I can say when something's not quite right.
Okay.
All right. So if you need a tactical advisor,
I'll come to you. Yeah, if I'm right, maybe I know a guy.
Yeah.
If you need to hit a guy,
you're my guy.
Yeah, definitely.
What about you, Brad?
No, in terms of franchises, like. There's always two that I just can't like choose from, but like obviously like Marvel, but I've grown up with Rocky, and Back to the Future,
of course,
just those two. And then the Creed comes out, I was like, fuck, this is my new favorite. So before Creed, like Warrior was like my favorite.
Oh yeah, with Tom Hardy.
But then Creed came out, and I was like,
who else was in Warrior?
Joel Edgerton.
Right.
But like Creed came out, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Michael B. This guy. But yeah, I'm more of those fighting sort of boxing movies, or like a lot of those, you know, underdog stories.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, fuck, that's me.
You like Scott Pilgrim.
Yes, that's why I love Scott Pilgrim. So good, he's such a loser.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
My favorite part of that movie was she goes to the door and he's like, "Is Scott here?" And he's like, "Out the window."
Yeah, jumps straight out the window.
He's not here.
Yeah,
my favorite.
I love when he signs the package and just throws it over his shoulder.
That's my favorite part of it too. Is that
they did that for real?
It
took him like 30 takes.
Oh, really?
He signed it and threw it, and it got into the trash can.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
30 takes.
That's why I like Edgar Wright.
Yeah, right.
That's good, man.
Again.
That's great.
Again.
I love that.
Yeah. Again and again. Every different angle.
Yeah.
Simpsons reference.
Yeah. So good. So Patrick, something we a bit of a tradition on our podcast, and that we ask all our guests. The idea started with embarrassing stories, so we ask all our guests, what would you say is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in your life, or one of the most embarrassing things that's like in something you know through work or through life, or a moment where you've
I thought it was just stuff that had happened while at work. That's what I've been thinking of.
Right.
Stuff that happened on set.
We do love good career stories as well.
Career ending stories are great.
Well,
they're always our favorite.
This podcast.
This one.
This is funny.
Oh, shit. I'll raffle off a couple of quick ones.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
When I was at uni, I got work experience on an actual commercial set. They were shooting on film. It was for like Weiss ice cream bars.
Oh, cool.
And it's when they got like their lips painted, like the colors of like the ice cream bars. And they pulled the AD in to be in a shot. And he goes, "Oh, Pat, can you take a photo of me?" And he gives me an old digital camera. Like, the old digital camera.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, cool. And they did the take and I took like three photos. And the flash went off every time. I just like succession, like bang, bang, bang. And the director just goes, "Cut." And I just see everyone look at me like, "You've just ruined the shot." And I was like, oh, shit. And I'm like, "I got a photo." I got the photo. So I completely ruined that tape.
It's like, never worked again.
Yeah.
It was like day two. It was like 4 days. And I was like, oh.
Were they pissed at you? Were they like...
No. It was all right. They thought it was funny.
Okay, that's good. That's
and the director came up to me after and he goes, so it wasn't your fault. It was the AD's fault. I was like, just done that. But
I feel like that's something that always gets you out of trouble. If it's funny,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you can fuck up, as long as your fuck up is funny.
I didn't think the camera operator laughed. He was like, for fuck's sake. Yeah. But as long as the director didn't care, I was
pretty
safe. I've never felt like
you wanted to feel bury my head in the sand.
Everyone was looking at me, and I was like, oh fuck. That's what it's like to be on camera. Yeah,
I'll go to
one. Whatever. I'll get
you. You want a photo? You want a photo? You want a photo?
See you, bitches.
Come in next game with a torch. Motherfucker.
Just like one of those little like mirrors, and you're just reflecting the sun in the actor's eyes the whole time.
Sorry, the strobe light. Flicker it in.
Oh, that was.
Oh, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do that.
It was a party.
No photos on set. With a flash.
The flash, yeah, makes sense. Nowadays, we just have our phones.
Recent, one of the more recent ones was carrying, it was on House Rules, and I was carrying like a couple of easy rigs. For those who don't know, that's what camera guys wear. They're like the backpacks with the arm that reaches over their head, and they connect the camera to it, and it gets the weight off their shoulder.
You look like Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man.
Pretty much, yeah, you got like, all those things coming up. So I was carrying a couple of them, and I was like running up to our camera shed, and I went to leap over this little rock wall, and I completely stacked it and fell into the rock wall like shin first. I dropped the easy rigs, and it really hurt. It was like all my body weight. And I did it in front of like four of the crew members, and one of them was the medic. And he came over, he goes, "You okay?" And I was just like, "Oh, I'm fine, don't touch me." Like, I was more embarrassed. I was like, "It's cool, don't worry, I'll walk it off." And I was kind of limping away because it hurt. I was like, "Fuck, you're an idiot."
How was the camera gear? Did anyone ask about
that? No, it was just the rigs. No, cameras. Okay, cameras. Right, go on. Yeah, okay. I would have gone body first. So nothing got ruined except my shin. And about half an hour later, I was like, I'm in a lot of pain. So I kind of hobbled over to the medic, and I was like, "Can you have a look at this?" Because he offered, he goes, "Do you want me to take a look?" I was like, "No, it's fine, don't touch me. Don't look at me."
And were you okay?
I was fine.
You're fine?
Yeah, okay. It just bruised. Into a shin.
So you now have a hernia.
It's terminal. But one of the kind of more awkward things that happened to me was early on when I was on a short film, and there was this really intense scene between like this actress and the director wanted tears, and I'm sitting there with my camera on my shoulder in a really awkward spot, and I had to sneeze in like this scene, and it was like she was crying, and I was like, fuck, like I'm screwed. Like it's gonna come, and I tried to just like suppress it, and I ended up doing like this awkward like little and then I started laughing because it cracked me up. And I had to go, cut, I'm sorry. I had to go out and just like laugh my head off. Like, that is so stupid. And this poor actress was really in the moment.
Yeah.
Everything was quiet. That was even worse. It was like a really quiet, intense scene. And I was like,
you just sneezed. Broke that like, self-esteem. Oh, man.
Did she think you were laughing at her?
I have idea. She didn't explain it. I feel like everyone sort of heard that noise and was like, what the fuck was that? And that's always stuck with me.
I bet she never worked again. Now she's probably like, "No, they laugh at me when I cry."
I always get a bit nervous when I'm filming like really intense scenes. I'm like, "Oh, it's gonna happen again."
The sneeze thing. Yeah,
yeah. I've been in that situation a couple of times where someone else is doing something and I'm just either reading off to the side or even like just doing behind the camera stuff.
Yeah,
and I can feel a sneeze coming on. Or even worse is that sometimes like you get something in your throat, and there's a cough coming on, and the cough like you have trouble holding in. Sometimes.
Yeah, oh yeah, you have a cough.
A sneeze sometimes you can like hold your nose, you'll be okay.
Yeah,
but if a cough comes in, you feel like you're just gonna choke. If not, and you just ruin a fucking take.
Yeah,
and it's like, I'm sorry,
everyone. Yeah.
I kind of half expect you just to like block the sneeze and you fight.
But that was my fear. That's why I was like, I'm going to do the sneeze. I'm going to try and do a fight.
Just want to go out somewhere.
Really, squeaky long ones as well, where like everyone's kind of like, what the fuck's that noise?
Once you open the gate, you can't close it.
You just let it go, You just have to sit there with your camera and make it look like it wasn't you. Yeah. Just like, oh, fuck. You hear that too?
Yeah,
like,
that was the actress.
That's how she's surprised.
It's not my smell. so that's probably the worst thing that's happened. I mean, my whole life's been embarrassing. There's a whole bunch of shit. Always happens, right? Always happens.
Well, that's life, I guess.
That's it.
Say hello.
Well, look, we also have a bunch of
this is the get to know you
questions for you.
Get to know you round.
Yeah, get to know you.
Speed round.
Questions you may or may not have been asked before.
Okay.
We'll just wait for Jesse to
get ready.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, sweet. Well, look, I'll take it away.
Right. Do you stop talking?
let me if it's fire round.
As long as you're spitting straight fire, that's all we need, really.
Do I have time to think, or do I have to go? Is it like a knee jerk reaction?
You can. I think just, as knee jerk as you can. If you can, that'd be great. Do you have any tattoos?
No.
Would you get any?
Yes.
What would you get?
Don't know. That's my problem. Yeah. I don't know what I would get.
Right, it's such a big decision.
Yeah, very indecisive.
When were you born?
1990.
What? Yeah, sorry, what month? What
August.
August.
Got the day as well.
You a Libra?
No,
Leo.
Okay.
Leo. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Right. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
Just Leo. Just Leo. Okay. End of it, tail end.
Okay, yeah. We got that.
Yeah.
The name of the first street that you.
We next need your credit card details.
The security number on the credit card, please.
The name of your first pet. Name your first pet.
Yeah. You want to know my porn name? Because I did this on set.
That's one of the questions, actually. So okay. we'll get to that.
I got a good one.
Yeah, cool.
Yep.
What was your first experience? Oh, no, sorry. You're with magic. That was Magic Guy's question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
with magic?
With magic.
Mushrooms? with magic, don't know. That's a good one. Maybe, I really loved that show, The Magician. You know how he would like cover himself and he would show you how to do a trick? That's it. I remember that. That's probably what?
I reckon that was my real first
the
experience.
The Magician's Code
as well.
Or some shit. Yeah.
That was really
scary. Mask.
It was a freaky mask, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck,
it's a demonic
freaky
mask.
Yeah.
As a child watching that with no context, it was a bit weird.
Yeah. Daddy, it's like the guy on the street.
What?
Yeah. What? Yep.
Next. Favorite compass direction?
East. That's a question?
East.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's
I like
a
that.
Good question.
It's one of my favorite
east.
Questions.
East.
Yeah.
It's where the ocean is.
Oh.
Not that I surf, but I like the ocean.
Depends where you're from.
I can see it from the Gulf Coast.
Enough,
no, but like, if you're from like, you know, Spain, it's west.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Or south.
East.
South.
But
yeah.
With that being said, if you head further enough east, you'll eventually get there.
Yeah, exactly. No matter what way you go.
All the way around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You can find an ocean.
It's an interesting question.
It is an interesting question. Last time you cried.
Ooh.
2 seconds
ago. Yeah, before we started the podcast. I was so nervous.
I'm still crying.
Last time I cried. Holy shit.
Is it tough to make you cry?
Yeah.
Do you know no feelings?
Yes. So hard. I don't know when the last time I cried. That's genuinely, I don't know.
Right.
During a movie, maybe? You've seen the side? Do you cry?
There is
movies?
A movie that always makes me cry.
Oh,
it's so
it?
Random. It's Monsters, Inc. The very end.
Oh,
that's a hard one to get with.
Because I got a little sister, and she used to look a lot like
Boo.
Right.
Yeah.
And when he goes and makes the door for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, I'm just missing one piece. That's amazing.
Is sad.
That gets me in the feelings.
In like
a happy way.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like
for sure.
Yeah.
Kitty?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't.
We're all just going to cry now.
But any of the other Disney films don't make
me cry. I mean,
it's cold hearted for the most part.
Have you ever seen Hardball? Fuck, that makes me cry.
No.
What about The Lion King? You don't cry during The Lion King?
No, I was just thinking that. I'm like, did I cry? No.
Drop him. The end of I cried my eyes.
Your dad's dead, kid. Yeah. Move on.
Your dad's dead, guy.
I got serious shit on the ending of Toy Story 3.
I was pretty close. But no. No. Got a hard shell.
You are shell.
Yeah, but I'm not
tough to break. We'll break you. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll break you down emotionally.
We'll show you some sad movies.
Okay.
We're going to do some acting workshops.
Okay. We won't be able to close the flight.
He's still crying.
And we touched on it before. What's your porn name?
Porn name. Hudson Longmorn.
Ooh.
Hudson was my dog's name.
Longmorn.
And I lived on Longmorn Crescent.
Good God.
It's a good name.
That's a great name.
It's a solid name.
That's like also
Hudson.
Like that would be like a good business name too.
Yeah.
Hi, Longmorn. Hudson Longmorn.
Yeah. Longmorn. I can imagine like Longmorn Lawyers or something, you know, plastered on the side of the building,
I'm
you know.
Thinking
like
a pilot.
Hudson. Can you imagine that over there? I'm Hudson Longmorn, your pilot, you'd be like,
sweet.
Yeah.
Speaking
of floodgates. Yeah.
Just slipped off my chair.
Yeah. okay, great.
Yep.
First album you bought.
So Fresh 16.
Yeah, it's probably So Fresh.
Fuck you, shut up, So Fresh. So
I don't remember that, but I the first album I bought on vinyl, because I collect a lot of records, was M83's Hurry Up, We're Dreaming. It's an exceptional album.
Interesting.
Okay.
You haven't?
No, I can't say that.
You probably heard a lot of the music, because it is it's quite cinematic, and it's been used on heaps of promos.
Okay,
sure.
But it's such a good album. It's like one of those ones you want to listen to from the start.
Right.
All the way to the end.
Right.
Is it a soundtrack?
No. He's done soundtrack, but it's like actual songs.
Oh.
But a lot of the music, like a lot of his tracks are actually just quite like just orchestral kind of techno.
Right.
It's it's awesome.
Cool.
Great stuff. Yeah.
Who's it?
M83. Yeah.
Okay. Check
it
out.
Anthony Gonzalez is his name, the guy that front lines it. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Highly recommend.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. Definitely. I'm gonna look into that. Your celebrity crush.
When you were how a kid, many can I now?
Oh, okay. When I was a kid. Oh God.
Or even now.
Now. Oh, God. Bless you.
You see,
it's I right. can feel it coming, and I was like, oh,
"That's
no,
what I should have done. I should just let it out."
And no.
Celebrity crush: Emma Watson.
Right.
And Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Good choices. Very good choices.
Very good choices.
Yeah.
Die freezing or die burning?
Freezing.
Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah. Always.
If you had to lose any senses, which one?
Sense of smell. I'm already half there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? You don't have a very good sense of smell?
No. I've got a weird thing in my nose. You know, it's the deviated septum, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
I probably should get it fixed, but it's like, there goes like 2 weeks of your life looking like you've been smashed in the face.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, right. Yeah.
I've just never been like that. Fuck it.
Two weeks of your life or a lifetime of smell.
Like, yeah, it's like,
yeah.
I don't smell my own farts. It's like, sorry.
Yeah, or anyone else's.
Or anyone else's, that matter, yeah. Live in Sydney. Yeah, sense of smell, probably.
Yeah. I don't know if I could lose my sense of smell.
I have seen a thing, but it's kind of creepy. You can lose your sense of taste if your smell goes.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So then
which
that's,
is, that would
that's
be
a twofer. Suicide.
That's too far.
That's the one I
that's
got.
That's a twofer.
Yeah.
And people would normally like a good twofer, but that's not a good twofer to have.
No.
Do you chew or suck ice?
You're thank God.
Suck.
You're
you know what? I did both.
You suck first and then chew.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. See, that's okay. Yeah. That's normal. But then, like, you know, like, people like grab like an ice block and they're like,
you don't need those people.
No. Yes.
Don't know how they do it.
I'm that person.
Okay.
I'm
it's nice having you on the show, mate.
It makes me cringe just thinking about it. I can't. Yeah.
Do you put the toilet paper roll on with the sheet up or like the
facing out? Right. So you can just
exactly.
And it rolls.
Yeah. So with like the flap.
Yeah.
Towards you rather than to the wall. Yeah.
I'm not a savage.
Yeah.
I have it the other way
Thank
around.
God.
Yeah. That's
extra,
rude.
Extra reach there.
You kind of like, what the fuck is it? You're rolling through it? Got no idea.
And if you were, I guess, in the creative industry, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't in film and TV?
Yeah.
I thought about this. I'd either be a graphic designer.
Right.
Or if I could act and dance, I'd be on the stage.
Yeah, nice.
Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
West End.
West End
and not
Broadway,
the Brisbane one
the English one
the English one.
I had an ounce
the actual
performing talent
what would be the title of your autobiography?
Funny you should ask this. I have thought about this.
Perfect.
And it's called Sleeping on Money. And it will be it'll be available in 2025. Yeah, it's not
very we've even got a date. That's is that an exclusive?
Yeah. Exclusive.
Is that an exclusive?
We got an exclusive.
That's the
Sleeping on Money.
That's
the title.
Fantastic.
Of it. Yeah.
Sleeping on Money.
I want to know what have other people said
that one. Well, this is the second time we've actually
done
that.
Yeah. I can't remember what Chris's was.
What would yours be?
Mine is there's more than 5 ways to break a glass.
That's right.
Yeah. Because you've broken all his
glasses.
Waiting on Jesse. Just always
my life story.
Yeah, my life story.
And mine would be, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Hence why I'm waiting for
that.
Jesse.
That's great.
It goes
that.
Together.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But that is sadly all the time we have.
That's cool.
So, Patrick, thank you so much.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. This is freaking sweet. I'll be back.
Of course, we'll have him back.
Come
on anytime. Back. Anytime. Come on,
we've got a whole Scott Pilgrim podcast to get through. So
yes.
You just call me when you're ready.
Hey guys, me again. Thank you and welcome to your end credit scene. Sorry, there's no big reveal of Thanos. It's just me coming at you once more on the 1-2 to thank you all once more for listening to the hashtag Actors Life podcast. Now, be sure to subscribe to us and join us next time for another all new episode. You'll get that fresh if you subscribe to us, and make sure you get the little thing on the Facebook saying to reveal all our posts, because Facebook is now being a little bit weird and hiding all of our stuff. But you can find us on Apple's podcast otherwise to make sure you get all the fresh and the latest. Also on SoundCloud and on Wooshka for all of you Android users out there. And don't forget to leave your comments, chuck us a like, and let us know what you think. Tell your friends. You don't have to be industry professional to listen to us, because we're pretty funny anyway. So, other things, checklist. You can like us on the Facebook, follow us on the Instagram, follow all three of our personal social media platforms as well. Links are in the description and all over our other social media platforms. Until next time, thank y'all for listening. Keep on grinding. Mad love, internet. Peace.